You have to understand how things are up here.
Hey guys, it's your ghost John, and welcome to What Is It? One of our too many episodes that come out every week. Please also consider tuning in to our hour-long episodes that come out every Wednesday. And don't forget to Google the 21CD podcast and follow us everywhere. And to check out 21CDstudios.com for updates and merch and links to my other places. Let's get into it. Changelings. They are a cryptid found in European folklore, particularly in Celtic, Germanic, and Scandinavian traditions. A changeling is believed to be some kind of fairy, elf, or other supernatural being that is swapped with a human child. According to the legend, fairies or other mystical creatures would secretly take a healthy human baby and leave behind a changeling, which is a creature that looks like a human child but is very sick and disgusting, and it's just different in temperament and sometimes even malicious. In some versions of the myth, changelings are left in place of human babies because fairies desire the beauty or innocence of the human child. Other stories say that fairies may take children for their own entertainment or to bolster their population. Changelings are often depicted as pretty unhappy things, and they misbehave a lot, they cry all the time, and they don't seem to grow properly. In many cultures, people believed that strange behaviors or developmental issues in children might be due to them actually being changelings, and that led to various superstitious practices over the course of time that would identify or get rid of the changeling, and they would use charms, rituals, or even expose the child to fire. The changeling myth may have been used historically to kind of try to explain physical or mental disabilities in children, as well as sudden infant deaths or postpartum depression in mothers. Back then, they might not have had a real good way of explaining that sort of thing, so they had to invent this idea, if you don't really want to believe that it's a cryptid. But today, changelings are considered one of the darker elements of folklore because they really showcase humanity's fear and misunderstanding of the unknown. In the legends, changelings are often said to originate from the realm of fairies or other supernatural beings such as the elves we mentioned, or even trolls, but sometimes demons as well. And depending on the cultural tradition, it could be any number of these things. In Celtic and Irish lore, changelings, for example, are mainly linked to fairies. And the fairy realm is kind of this parallel hidden world where these powerful beings live. And fairies were thought to have weak or sickly children. So they would literally go and they would take the human infants to strengthen their lineage. But they would leave behind their own child, the changeling, or some old, like, decrepit, elderly fairy disguised as a human baby. The Fae are crazy, and we have an episode, What Are the Fae? So you should check it out. It's nuts. The stolen human child, though, would be raised in the fairy realm, and a lot of times they'd never escape the fairy realm. In Germanic and Scandinavian folklore, changelings are more tied to the elves and trolls. And trolls in particular were thought to swap their offspring with human babies as well, leaving behind, you guessed it, their own little sickly child that looked human but had more supernatural and strange traits. In some of these stories, trolls are believed think that human children were blessed in some kind of way, and they were definitely beautiful, which made them a very desirable replacement for their own disgusting offspring. In certain Christian-influenced versions of changeling lore, the creature left in place of human children were said to be demonic, of course, because this is how the Catholic Church does stuff. They take and then they turn it into something else. Of course, you could argue that they are demonic. It's just funny that the church adopts it, right? We see that time and time again with this kind of stuff. These interpretations, though, they reflect the influence of Christian belief in labeling changelings as more sinister, and it sort of connects them to Christian spiritual corruption or wickedness. In Slavic folklore, changelings were sometimes believed to be the offspring of domovoi, which are house spirits or some kind of nature spirits. And these spirits, especially if offended, would just literally swap their child for the closest human baby they see. And these changelings were often very mischievous and caused trouble for the household. Across many of these traditions, the changeling myth really touches a fear of the unknown that humans have, or the unnatural. Often these creatures are said to be placed with humans because the supernatural beings found humans desirable, or because they needed to strengthen their own offspring with human qualities. And in that way, they really sound like Nephilim. But again, we're not talking about them. We're talking about the weird offspring they're leaving behind. In changeling folklore, the creatures left behind in place of the human child doesn't always physically transform, but it may still exhibit unnatural behavior or traits that distinguish it from the child that it replaced. But in other versions of the myth, changelings can undergo dramatic change once their deception is discovered or once they return to their own world somehow. Some changelings are believed to hide their true nature by appearing as sickly human children. In these cases, when their identity is exposed through rituals or whatever, certain actions, they might actually reveal their real form, which could be some kind of elderly fae or troll that has been shriveled down and deformed, or it could be some kind of small devious creature like an imp or a goblin of some kind. It could literally be a malformed or disgusting, hideous looking fairy child. Any number of these things. And in some stories, changelings are believed to return to their original supernatural form when they're confronted, right? Or exposed, like we just said. And in that situation, they would revert to their fairy or elf form, especially if the changeling was a fairy child disguised as a human. Or they would start to develop their troll-like features again, which we see once in a while in Scandinavian folklore, where trolls swapped their children for human infants. There's also cases where, upon discovery, the changelings just vanish. They just disappear entirely, and they're believed to return to the fairy or the supernatural realm from which they came. And in these stories, the real human child might actually reappear after the changeling has returned to its own world, which is kind of weird. Some legends even speak of changelings transforming into animals like pigs or birds. And in rare cases, they'll shift into natural elements like fire or water, especially in Slavic or Scandinavian lore where nature spirits are deeply involved. And while changelings don't always physically change into other beings during their time in the human world, they are often depicted as being capable of some kind of transformation, whether to a supernatural form or just vanishing altogether once their deception is uncovered. That's pretty universal. One of the most famous stories, though, I want to get to some of these stories because it's my favorite part. And one of the most infamous, I should say, cases linked to changeling lore We have the tragic story of Bridget Cleary, and this one's kind of nasty. In 1895, Bridget allegedly, a young Irish woman, got sick, and her husband, Michael Cleary, became convinced that she had been replaced by a changeling, like his wife. And so he was obviously deeply influenced by local superstition and a local healer, so he tried various rituals to banish the fairy that had supposedly taken Bridget's place, and he went so far as to burn herbs and throw urine on her during this time. These rituals escalated, and he eventually set her on fire and killed her. So that's how real this used to be to people. He believed that the real Bridget would return once the changeling was destroyed, but the case shocked Ireland and highlighted how deeply changeling beliefs were still rooted in these rural communities, because Bridget didn't transform back into herself. That was her. In a remote part of Scotland, it was said that a baby boy was swapped by fairies for a changeling, and the child that was once healthy and bright became weak, pale, and prone to strange fits of laughter. And the parents, following old traditions, took the child to a nearby waterfall, as it was believed that running water could force a changeling to reveal itself. Okay? And the story goes that as they held the child over the rushing water, the changeling transformed into like this old, disgusting looking, wrinkly elf and admitted to being a replacement. And then the elf just vanished into thin air, and the parents' real child was found laying peacefully by the fireplace when they got home. Crazy. In Donegal, there's an old legend of a couple whose child was stolen by fairies. After the swap, the child in their care became lethargic, and he developed a strange, high-pitched laugh. And one day, while they were out working, the changeling child began playing a fiddle left by the fire, something a baby would never be able to do. So the parents knew at once that their child had been taken, and in desperation, they sought out this local healer, who instructed them to take the child to a crossroads at night and just leave it there. As legend has it, the next morning, their real baby was back at home, and the changeling just was gone forever. Here's another one for you. In the Scottish ballad of Tam Lin, a young woman named Janet learns that her lover Tam Lin is a human who had been stolen by the Queen of Fairies as a baby. The changeling left in his place was an enchanted creature, and the story unfolds with Janet discovering that Tam Lin, will be sacrificed to hell unless she saves him by pulling him off his horse on Halloween night and holding him through a series of terrifying transformations, from a wolf to a snake, and ultimately to a burning brand of iron. And Janet's courage eventually saves him, and Tam Lin is returned to his human form, while the changeling vanishes into the fairy world forever. That one's kind of wild, but it is a Scottish song, so that's what you can expect. According to Belgian legend, a mother in the Brabant region realized her child had been replaced by a changeling after it began eating excessively and never seemed satisfied. So she took her child to a healer who instructed her to boil a pot of eggshells on the hearth. When the changeling saw this strange act, it supposedly laughed and exclaimed that it had lived for centuries, but had never seen something so odd. And this outburst revealed that creature's true nature. So the mother threw the changeling into the fire, and the child screamed and flew up the chimney, never to be seen again. And then her real child was returned by the fae the next day. In another story, another one from Ireland, a family named O'Donoghue was cursed by a group of fairies. The fairies took their infant son and replaced him with a changeling. And over time, the changeling grew into this frail, unnaturally thin child who was always demanding food and yet never grew bigger than that. And the parents, desperate, were told by a wise woman that they should watch that child pretty closely because there's something off about him. So one night they spied on the changeling, who just stood up from his bed and his face twisted into this weird, old, sort of grotesque form, and he danced and sang in a foreign tongue that they didn't understand, celebrating the trick that he had played on this family. The parents, horrified, followed the wise woman's advice, and they left the changeling at a fairy ring overnight, where it was swapped back for their real child. Crazy. So, while changeling stories are rooted in ancient folklore, there have been a few modern accounts where individuals or communities attribute strange behavior or unexplained phenomena to the idea of changelings. And these cases often overlap with psychological conditions or misdiagnosed illnesses or unusual circumstances that some interpret through this lens of old beliefs. It's not to say that changelings were never real or aren't real. It's just saying that humans adapt to the existence of things in strange ways sometimes. In the early 20th century, for example, and even into more recent times, some families, especially in rural areas or communities with strong ties to folklore, attributed developmental disorders such as autism to changeling myths. Children who exhibited behaviors that were difficult to understand or who did not develop in the way that parents expected were sometimes seen as being otherworldly or having been swapped for a fairy child. And modern science now explains these conditions. Some families still draw upon these older beliefs, though. And we already mentioned Bridget Cleary's story, but it just goes to show how deeply this folklore runs through some communities' veins. It's got to be a reason for that. In modern times, changeling legends have still been invoked in discussions of mental health. Individuals suffering from postpartum depression, for example, or other forms of mental illness could develop an intense, irrational belief about their child being a changeling. Sometimes the cases of those are incredibly violent and strange when the mother turns on her child. And these delusions, which, again, they're not widespread, but they do occur, show how deeply rooted the changeling myth can still be in some people's minds. And even if it's not, even if they don't believe in changelings, they just form this unexplainable hatred for something that they should love, right? Changelings occasionally appear in literature, films, and TV series, often reimagined for the contemporary world. They're changing now, just like all the myths and legends and cryptids of old do. These stories might not reflect real-world beliefs anymore, so you got to do your research. Films like The Changeling that came out in 1980 and episodes of series like Supernatural or The X-Files, they've all explored changelings in supernatural or horror contexts. And though fictional, these stories sometimes really do echo the real fears and anxieties that changeling myths originally expressed. You know, these concerns about identity and family and the unknown. In some isolated or rural communities, changeling rituals continue. To this day, they've persisted into our modern times. They are rare, but in these cases, children or infants who exhibit strange behavior could still be treated with folk practices, such as placing them near running water or performing rituals to drive out the fairy spirit. And while most of these practices are now seen as part of cultural heritage rather than deeply held belief, they do still occasionally surface. It's pretty wild. Some modern internet communities focused on such things have kind of adapted changeling myths into discussions about shapeshifters or skinwalkers. And though they're not directly linked to the traditional changeling folklore, these modern legends do sometimes center around the idea of someone being replaced by some kind of imposter who mimics their appearance, but isn't really quite human. And these discussions really reflect this fascination that I think humans have with shape-shifting as well as changeling. And belief in changelings is mostly faded in most parts of the world, whereas, you know, long ago, many people, many cultures, the whole world around or whatever, the whole world across for you flat earthers, they all sort of had changeling ideas. But now that belief is kind of limited to very small pockets of humanity. As we have evolved as a society, we have sort of just kind of forgotten about these things. And before I part with you guys, I do want to, you know, talk about that a little bit. Don't forget that we are stewards of the earth. We are meant to be very close to the earth. And when our industrialization and our consumption of these earthly things began to take a bigger space in our hearts and our minds and our spirits and our souls than taking care and being close to the natural earth, we're going to start missing things. We already are missing everything. So take your shoes and socks off and go outside and run through the woods and tell me what you see. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, don't drink the water and question everything.